It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Lee Rayburn.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life as the NCAA basketball tournament gets underway. Producer Maureen McCollum has the story about one Wisconsin team's superfan.
March Madness is alive and well for sports fans across the country. Here in Wisconsin, fans and alumni will be cheering on their favorite teams and players. One particular Marquette basketball fan will even have the cheers directed at him. WPR's Corrine Hess brings us the story of the jump-around guy, a superfan who's been going to Marquette games for more than 50 years.
With 2 minutes to go at Marquette University's last men's basketball home game of the regular season, the team is tied with St. John's. It could go either way. The only sure thing is what Rick Smith is about to do. As soon as the 1992 song Jump Around starts, Smith does his thing. He gets out of his seat and jumps around, decked out in a suit and a Marquette tie, and the crowd goes wild. Smith has been jumping since 2007. He was 56 at the time. The game was the Golden Eagles versus the Villanova Wildcats. His first jump was more of a dare with fellow alumni than a dance at the time.
And everybody is just sitting, and I looked around and I said, why doesn't anybody ever cheer or get up and jump? And they all looked at me like I was crazy, and they said, well, what's wrong with you?
ESPN happened to capture Smith in the moment. By the next game, the House of Pain song was on again, and everyone around Smith started pointing and tapping him on the shoulder. So Smith jumped.
When everybody wants you to do it, you do it because they get excited about it, and that's a good thing.
And now at 73, Smith continues to jump.
We were just talking about the jump around guy. He is a huge hit at the games.
That's Trisha Zielinski, whose family has Marquette men's basketball season tickets.
The students boo other jump-arounders. Boo! He's fun. He's like another mascot, like the Golden Eagle.
Juniors Connor Grace and Matt Kluba say they hope to be jumping around at games in 50 years.
The jump-around guy embodies the student spirit of Marquette, not as just a student, but as a cultural figure. He's an inspiration to us all.
I want to love my school as much as he does, and he's just an inspiration to us all.
Smith led Brookfield-based civil engineering firm called R.A. Smith National before retiring 4 years ago. Now he lives in Florida with his wife, Joan. Before they moved, the couple attended every Marquette home game for 50 years. Now they go to about half the games, and Smith still wears his signature suit.
I don't know how much longer I'm going to do this, and people like the suit.
Nowadays, Smith hopes the game DJs will have mercy on him and play the shortened version of Jump Around.
I think they know I'm getting tired and older.
On a recent Marquette game day in Milwaukee, another well-known celebrity sits near Smith at Fiserv Forum.
Rick, oh, he's a great guy. It's part of Marquette lore.
If you don't recognize him from the commercials, that's personal injury attorney David Gruber. When asked who is more popular in the basketball arena, Gruber pauses.
We'll give him the basketball day, Rick today. We'll give that to Rick. How about that?
During this game, Jump Around is only played for about 45 seconds, and Marquette ends up losing. But Smith doesn't mind the shortened version of the song. He says it saved his stamina to cheer for the team during overtime.
WPR's Corrine Hess brought us that story on Rick Smith, the jump-around guy at Marquette's men's basketball games. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And this is Wisconsin Today.